Today, mortgage arrears down, offset accounts up. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, according to APRA's quarterly property exposure statistics released recently, for the December 2024 quarter, money in mortgage offset accounts have hit a new record high as the proportion of non-performing loans dropped down a little. They showed that the total amount in mortgage offset accounts has grown by almost $13 billion in the December quarter to $300.7 billion. That's a new record high. That now represents 11.4% of the total credit limit across the mortgage books of all authorized deposit institutions. And it's also a record high since the APRA dataset began in March 2019. And also, mortgage defaults did make a surprise drop. That's the first in 2 years. The proportion of non-performing loans, that is loans that are 90 days or more late in their repayments or are impaired, fell in the December quarter from 1.06% of all credit outstanding to 1.05%. That's the first quarterly drop since December 2022. Now, of course, under the hood, we know that banks have been quite flexible with people in difficulty, so they can take them off the default list. So that's one of the reasons. But it's worth noting that previously non-performing loans had been steadily on the rise for seven quarters in a row under pressure from those higher interest rates. Loans 30 to 89 days past due ticked up slightly this quarter from 0.58% on all credit outstanding to 0.59%. However, that was still below the pre-COVID levels when arrears were around 0.73%. And it's worth noting owner-occupiers continue to be overrepresented in the arrears data. The APRA data shows the value of non-performing owner-occupied loans is now 1.11% of all owner-occupied loans on the books of all ADIs or banks. Investors continue to be less likely to fall into default. Just 0.84% of investor loans are 90 days or more behind on repayments. It's not surprising considering they typically have more levers to pull when it comes to paying the mortgage or indeed selling the property. But despite the pressure from higher rates, there has been no discernible move by existing borrowers to interest-only terms. The data shows that the value of interest-only loans as a proportion of all loans outstanding rose by just 0.01 percentage points in the December quarter to 10.9%. That's significantly lower than where they were back in March 2019 when 23% of all loans were on interest-only terms. So we can conclude from here a couple of points. The first is that many Australians have been able to sustain the high interest rate payments, at least for now. But of course, to do that, they are pulling back on other spending categories. And it's worth noting that, of course, mortgage stress is still high. Cash flow pressure, of course, as I measure it, as I talked about earlier in the week. And the drop in non-performing mortgages is interesting, but I think we can also explain that to an extent by the bank's changes of policy. So it'll be interesting to see whether that continues or whether ultimately the higher interest rates for longer catch up with people. The other interesting observation is that many people have avoided the attractiveness of switching to lower interest only payments. And the reason for that, of course, is that if you go interest only, ultimately, you're going to have to pay a lot more back later. And people are getting smart about that. So they're not just swallowing the idea that just switching to interest only, it magically solves their problem. It doesn't. So the question now is, what's going to happen to interest rates? Well, if interest rates do continue to ease, that will allow people to perhaps put a little bit more on offset accounts and loosen the purse strings. And the question, of course, will be when and if and how that plays out. It's still worth just reflecting that the average cash rate is above 6% for many households. And frankly, they still are paying an awful lot, in some cases more than half of their income, on their mortgage. So whilst there is some superficial news here, which is quite positive, under the hood, it's not looking so flash. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.